I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. If you can remember back into the spring of The Rough Draft Diaries, we did a series called Under Quarantine, sharing the story of our local community responding to a global pandemic. One story focused on local churches, dealing with Easter services during a time when no one could gather together. Here we are at the end of the year, and churches are facing the same dilemma they were during Easter time.
It's a great challenge for all of us, that's for sure. And I think just about everybody has been on webinars and sharing stories and ideas and a lot of ways to, you know, try to do what we've been doing, but to do it in a safer variation has been the challenge. But we feel like we've done a good job of that so far.
That's Kate Philibaum. She works at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in downtown Toledo. She's the music coordinator for the church, but she also works in their art gallery.
And they have established in their parish hall something that we call Heart Gallery. This is a ministry of the church as an outreach tool to the community. So we intersect with artists as well as the Toledo Art Loop and offer a lot of different activities and programs that people can come into the church for and experience through art, music, drama, and food always. So our activities are different now with COVID, but we're still an active presence and trying to do the best we can like everyone else.
Not many churches have their own art gallery, but for Kate and for St. Paul's Lutheran Church, it was an important part of their ministry.
I think the idea originally was to, as a way to invite people into the church, because it's, as I mentioned, without a neighborhood and it's pretty much a drive-by location. People are downtown for the courthouse or a parade or maybe one of the marathon runs. And it's easy to just let the building blend in with the rest of the architecture in the area. So we wanted to initiate programs that would be educational and inspiring and engage people with conversation. And so art is a perfect medium for that.
So every month, the Heart Gallery has different types of exhibits. Sometimes they're focused on the work of local artists. Sometimes they're community-based. Kate's challenge recently has been keeping the community safe while continuing these exhibits and also trying to find the best way to capture the Christmas spirit during a pandemic.
Well, yes, you're exactly right. One thing that we've tried is social story writing. People that typically would come to the gallery and engage and talk and eat. We've asked them to write short stories about their Christmas memories. And so I've been compiling those and we're calling them small bite stories. And so those will be available and delivered to everyone that asks with a bag of homemade cookies. And as just a way to stay connected. And reading these are fascinating. There are several women that wrote stories about Christmas in Europe growing up there as children. And one woman in particular tells about it was post-war World II and there just weren't presents to be had. And so her father had tied yarn at the bottom of the beds for her and her sister. And so when they woke up, they followed this string of yarn all over the house. And finally, at the end, there was a little bag of candy, and that was their Christmas. And it just reading these stories makes you appreciate, while we're uncomfortable dealing with some of the issues of COVID, we're not the only generation that has had to make accommodations for traumatic events. And so doing our part is what we do to take care of each other and to love each other and respect each other's needs. There were all kinds of interesting stories like that, and it kind of gave everyone that visited a really good picture of how diverse our community and our lives are in Toledo.
So for Kate and St. Paul's Lutheran Church, the quest continues to find ways to connect the community during a time when we have to remain apart.
Well, we're really finding that the isolation does take a toll on people. You know, regular phone calls help. And we also have to be aware of the demographic of people that aren't using online as much as some of us are. So ways to connect with those people that might not be Zooming with family members or might not be comfortable watching a YouTube service or maybe don't have smartphones. that is also part of the challenge of trying to create community and keep that together. And when people feel cared for and when we know the needs of our immediate community, we can respond. Yeah, people, it's gone on so long now that even people get resigned to this situation. And we just want to keep pushing that message of hope, that message of love, that, you know, Christmas is such a hopeful season, and especially Advent, which is the season leading up to Christmas, you know, trying to keep that outreach going as much as we can to let people know we are praying for you. We are hopeful that we're going to get through this together and all of us will come out healthy and our activities will resume. And so hopefully we think we're doing a good job of that here by helping people stay connected in these many ways as we can come up with.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.